A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Pei Hei, Baba Metzia 85A, pagination is 169. We have an amazing daf over here regarding Kiruv and Harbatzas Torah, the concept of saving souls, if you will. A person who is on a bad path and someone else goes out of their way to help them. And teaching Torah. So let's begin. Middle of the page. The first words on the line are Malya Maya. And then we begin. Ikla Rebbe La'asrei D'Rabbalozab Reb Shimon. Rebbe came to the town, to the city of Rabbalozab Reb Shimon. Amalei, he said to the people there, Yesh lo ben lo oso tzaddik. Is there a son to that tzaddik? To the tzaddik, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, are there any children? Amru lo, they told him, Yesh lo ben, indeed, he has a son, but let me tell you about him. V'chozono sheniskarta b'shnayim sochroso b'shmona. Any prostitute that would be hired with two coins would go ahead and hire him to be with her for 8 coins. So he's a very with it guy. Asye, Rebbe came to town. He found this son. We'll find out later his name was Yossi. Asmechei b'Rebbe. And he gave him ordination. He called him Rebbe. Now his name is Rebbe Yossi. After all, you're the son of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, which makes you the grandson of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So he made him a rabbi. Va'ashlamei l'Reb Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya achos di'imei. And he appointed this Reb Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya as his mentor chavrusa, someone to learn with him. Apparently, this child was still young. We'll see in a moment the words when he became older. He was still young, whatever young exactly is. But he brought him into the Beis Medrash with a mentor. Kol Yoma, every day, meaning like on a regular basis, Hava Omar, he would say, L'kraisi ana ezel, I want to go back to my town, to my way of life. Omalei and Reb Shimon, his mentor, would tell him, Chakim avdu yosach, they appointed you a wise man, V'galusa d'dava parsu aloch, and they spread upon you this golden appointment, V'rebi karuloch, and they're calling you Rebbe, V'at amrit l'kraisi ana ezel, and you're going to go back to where you were. Amalei, so he answered, Mumei azuvado, indeed I affirm I'm going to stay. So he stayed in the Beis Medrash, Ki Gada, when he got older, Asa Yosef b'mesifta de Rebbe. They brought him to the Beis Medrash of Rebbe. Shamei lekalei, Rebbe heard his voice. Amar, he said, Hakala dami lekalei de Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. This person's voice in learning sounds like the voice of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who was a colleague. Amrulei, they told him, Berehu, indeed it's his son, the one you saved. Kariyalei, so he called upon this incident, Perit Tzadik Eitz Chaim, the fruit of a tzadik is the tree of life, V'lokeach Nefashos Chacham, and the one who takes souls is a wise person. And he said, Pri tzaddik eitz chayim, the tree of life, the fruit of a tzaddik, ze Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon, that's this Rabbi Yossi who became a Talmud Chacham, despite that little sidestepping along the way, but he came through. V'lokeach nefashos chacham, and the one who takes souls, who invests in people. He's a wise person. Zereb Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, that's this mentor, this tutor, who was able to bring Reb Yossi to his greatness. So this strategy of Rebbe is astounding. On a very simple level, it's what we call positive reinforcement, where you praise the person and show them their potential and work it through, just that Rebbe took it a step even further and he was already praising and positive reinforcing before he even had anything yet to praise and reinforce. Already on vision, he was able to praise Reb Yossi, anticipating his greatness. The Gemara continues and tells us one line up from the widest, Ikla Rebbe la'asrei de Reb Tarfon, a similar incident in the place of Reb Tarfon regarding a child of Reb Tarfon. And then the Gemara asks, after it relates that story on the second of the widest lines, V'lomo le'kuliai, why was Rebbe doing this? Why was this so important to him? And the Gemara answers on the fourth of the widest lines, Komalamides ben chavero Torah, a person who teaches Torah to the son of his friend, Zocha v'yosha b'yeshiva shamayla, merits the yeshiva of up high, that Hashem invites him into the yeshiva, just as he invited the child of his friend into the yeshiva. Presumably this is linked to the concept of Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, you are all children of Hashem, and if you reach out to the son of somebody else, then Hashem reaches out to you. Likewise, on the fifth of the widest lines, Kol Melamed es ben Ama Oretz Torah, a person who teaches Torah to the son of an ignorant person. This ignorant person wasn't in a position to teach Torah to his child, and you do it. Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer gzeira mevatlo b'shvilo, even if Hashem makes a difficult ruling, such a merit could annul that gezeira. Quick notation of a statement over here in the Gemara regarding Reb Zeira, five lines up from the bottom. Reb Zeira kisolek la'ara de Yisrael, when Reb Zeira left Bavel to go to the land of Israel, Yosef Meya ta'anisa, it's described that he fasted 100 fast days. Delishtakach gemora bavlo amine, that he should forget the Torah learning style of the Babylonians. The Mayan Beis HaShoeva, Rav Shimon Schwab, writes, I believe it's Parshas Miketz, he writes that there was a contentious way of learning in Babylonia, and Reb Zeira, going to the land of Israel, wanted the approach of the land of Israel, which was more building one person's concept on the other. Contentious certainly has its place. We mentioned this in yesterday's segment regarding Reish Lakish, that he was contentious. He was contradictory to Rabbi Yochanan's teachings in a way that caused Rabbi Yochanan to refine his statement. But apparently, it's good to be a good chavrusa, but there was apparently a degree of undue contentiousness which Reb Zeira wanted to remove from his style. Reb Shimon Schwab says that that's similarly what was going on with Yosef and his brothers. Had they been able to blend their critique of one another into one wholesome picture, then things would have been good, but it was too contentious. And as a result, they didn't understand him, he didn't understand them, and we have the terrible fallout of the Shvatim, which, according to some Mefarshim, we're still grappling with on an ongoing basis. Let's move on to Amud Beis. On the first of the wide lines, we have another perspective on Harbatzas Torah, disseminating Torah to the masses, and likewise the discussion of preserving Torah from one generation to the next. Reish Lakish have a mitzayin ma'arta derabbanan. Reish Lakish was marking the burial spots, the caves of the rabbis. Rashi tells us so that Kohanim should not encounter, walk over these spots, and the Rabbanon's bodies would be causing a problem to somebody. So he was marking them. Apparently, Ruach HaKodesh, with divine spirit, he was able to perceive where they were. Kimata l'ma'arte d'Reb Chiya, when he came to Reb Chiya's cave, I'alma mine, it was hidden from him. Chalash daite, he felt badly. He realized that there's something inferior about himself that's not allowing him to discover the place of Reb Chiya. Omar, he said, Ribono Shalola, master of the universe, lo pilpalti Torah kemoso, did I not study Torah in an advanced way just like him? Yatzis abaskova omralo, a voice came out from heaven and told him, Torah kemoso pilpalta, indeed, you studied Torah in depth like Reb Chiya did, but Torah kemoso lo ribatzta, but you did not publicize Torah, share it to the masses, disseminate Torah the way Reb Chiya did. And indeed, we're told Rabbi Chanina and Reb Chiya would discuss this concept of sharing Torah and preserving Torah. Rabbi Chanina was great in his logic, and he said, I could restore Torah to the Jewish people. If ever a halacha was forgotten, I would be able to deduce it through my advanced reasoning from other halachas. And Reb Chiya said, I would make sure that Torah would not be forgotten, because I would go out and teach the children. I would teach each one section of Torah and then tell them to teach each other. And Va'avdila, about 13 lines into the wide, I would make it l'Torah, for Torah, delotesh takach mi Yisrael, that it wouldn't be forgotten. Hainu da Omar Rebbe, and this is what Rebbe referred to regarding Reb Chiya and his method of sharing Torah to the masses. Kame gedolim ma'isa Chiya, how great are the ways of Reb Chiya, that he shares Torah with the masses, and in that way he preserves it. One quick thought, we do find these two approaches, one of pilpul, of great deduction and advanced learning, and the other approach of sharing the body of Torah, as two primary skills, talents, gifts in the Jewish people that are often compared. We have an expression, Sinai, the person who's like Sinai. He's like the entire Torah, a walking encyclopedia. And then we have Oker Horim, the person who can uproot mountains, the extremely logical, in an advanced way, person. We have in Meseches Avos, Bor Sud She'eno Ma'abed Tipa, a well of water, a pit holding water that's been cemented so that it doesn't lose anything. That's the Sinai, that's the preserver of Torah, and the one who would share it to the next generation. And then you have Mayon HaMiskaber, the person who's like a fountain that keeps getting greater. That's like the Oker Harim, the, in this case, Rabbi Chanina, perhaps Reish Lakish as well, the person who's very strong in his learning, very advanced, and is able to embody Torah, but it's a different style. One is the style of Mayan HaMeskaber, the fountain that keeps getting stronger, and one is the style of Sinai, of the preserver of Torah and disseminator of it. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.